I'm coming now to the last of my four sonnets for the season of Epiphany. This one is about the miracle at Cana in Galilee when Jesus transformed the water into wine. Though St. John, who records it in his Gospel, doesn't call it a miracle. He calls it a sign, the first of the signs that Jesus did and manifested his glory. And this sonnet reflects a little on some of the things it might be a sign of. Epiphany at Cana. Here's an epiphany to have and hold, a truth that you can taste upon the tongue. No distant shrines or canopies of gold or ladders to be clambered rung by rung, but here and now, amidst your daily living, where you can taste and touch and feel and see, the spring of love, the fount of all forgiving, flows when you need it, rich, abundant, free. Better than waters of some outer weeping that leave you still with all your hidden sin, here is a vintage richer for the keeping that works its transformation from within. What price, you ask me, as we raise the glass? It cost our Saviour everything he has.